from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Scott Van Pelt last night announcing the Brandon Ayuk news. Ayuk will stay in San Francisco, at least for the time being. Could always trade him, I guess. But after a bunch of months now, I guess, you know, 3-4 months of very seemed like tense negotiations, trade talks with other teams. Patriots were involved. Who else was involved? The Broncos, I think, were involved. The
Browns.
Steelers, the Browns, all these teams trying to get a little slice of Brandon Ayuk, and it seemed like he was maybe using them for leverage. It seemed like maybe he was ready to move on from San Francisco and go play somewhere else. But this fifth-year wide receiver agreed to a 4-year deal last night worth up to $120 million with $76 million guaranteed. And there's going to be some big ramifications from this in San Francisco and all throughout the league, I think. This is going to affect the market of other wide receivers. It's going to affect the market for Debo Samuel, you know, like seeing what they do there and how they try and keep that offense together. Some of the teams that he spurned. I think if you look at a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, a team that is trying to put an offense around either one of their two quarterbacks. It's going to be Russell Wilson to start off right now. But he would have been a big, big fixture there to go along with George Pickens and the rest of that offense. Instead, he is staying in San Francisco, and it's going to be interesting to see what that offense looks like. We already know they're good. Is this going to be something that is sustainable going forward, and what does this mean for the rest of the league? First of all, your initial reaction to Brandon Ayuk kind of tucking tail and taking the deal that is basically offered to him 3 months ago.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the thing that jumped out was the way Adam Schefter worded the tweet and like six times told you in 140 characters that this is the deal that's been on the table all along. Felt like he was carrying the water for John Lynch and company. Like, we didn't do anything. We didn't change anything. Mm-hmm. He just caved and he took the deal because he wanted to be here kind of thing.
We're badass.
Yeah, which
we stood on business.
And that tweet right there from Schefter about the Niners is exactly why they get scoops, because when we want you to carry our water,
exactly,
we're going to send you the words we want you to use and you'll use them. And they know that. That's why we found out through Adam Schefter that Jacoby Brissett was starting for the Patriots, because that's how business is done these days. In terms of the money, you know, it's sort of what the cost of doing business with those. He came in below the truly elite receivers, but he got paid a boatload because receivers like quarterbacks. They've been sort of attached for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
And people couldn't believe where the receiver numbers are going. And it's like, why? The quarterback numbers are going there. They're just following the leader. You know, the numbers are growing because the cap is growing, but the connection to the quarterbacks is sort of similar to what it's been. And you were right about the one thing. So there were three.
I was right about one thing.
It's rare, so I want to point it out when it happens.
Very nice.
We've been doing the show for a full 3.5 days together.
Mm-hmm. I've been right about more than one thing, I think, in that time. I don't remember what it was. But
yeah, I don't either.
Was,
yeah. So we'll move on. But they didn't move this offseason so far. The one that's left is Jamar Chase, right?
Yep.
But you had CeeDee Lamb. He gets his contract. You had Brandon Ayuk. He gets his contract. So we'll see what happens to Jamar Chase. So my plan is very much hingent upon, the word I like to make up and use all the time, is hingent upon you trading for an elite wide receiver, probably T. Higgins. In my plan, you say, okay, they give Jamar Chase his $135 million, put him up somewhere near Justin Jefferson, right?
Yep.
And then T. Higgins is just, you can't have both kind of thing. So he's expendable, and you try to trade with the Patriots or somebody else there. So, but that's the cost of doing business. I want one of those. Don't you want one of those?
Absolutely.
I don't want to play the side of Rich Keefe here, who's like the wee wide receiver guy. Like, he loved everybody. He thought Josh Gordon was a top 10 wide receiver when he came back to New England. It's like,
mm-hmm,
the guy's toast. He's absolute toast. I want one of those they're entering their fifth year kind of receiver, and they are going to get you 1,800 yards, and I'm going to pair you up with Drake May, and you can make stupid money right now because he doesn't make stupid money yet, and the left tackle I'm going to draft doesn't make stupid money yet. That's the Andy Hart plan. You need to get on board with the Andy Hart plan.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
You mentioned T. Higgins. I think this is great news for T. Higgins. Honestly, I do. I think he got franchised, right? He's franchised for this year at around $22 million. And with a deal like this going to Brandon Ayuk, Higgins, they're not going to want to let him walk. They're not going to want to let – you're right. Like, wide receivers don't often hit the market anymore. These teams are doing whatever they can to ensure that they're not letting their guys just walk out the door and go sign somewhere else.
Well, like, don't you think teams have – I think at one point teams felt like – you got to have one number one receiver.
Yeah.
And now it feels like they've accepted, well, modern business, really, you have two. Like Hill and Waddle in Miami, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith in Philadelphia, Debo and Ayuk in San Francisco. If they do it, Chase and Higgins in Cincinnati. Kind of seems like Super Bowl contenders in this day and age have two really, really, really highly paid wide receivers, right?
Yeah.
Like the ones that kind of bucked it was... The Chiefs decided we're not going to do it. We have Kelsey. We're going to let Hill go. We're not going to break the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And they might be able to get away with it because they might have the Brady-like Band-Aid
that you
can do whatever you want and he'll fix it.
100% have the Brady-like
right?
Band-Aid.
You know what I mean? And that's why Bill was able to get away with some of his moves for a long time. But that's what the eye-opening problem is. We lust after one number one receiver, right? Oh, we'd kill to have one.
Sure.
And when we have one, we're still going to be behind the times because everybody else has two.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
We're that far behind.
I do think that's one of those things with the rising tide kind of lifts all boats. If you have that number one receiver, then all of a sudden that's a lot less attention being paid to Pop Douglas or to Jalen Polk or to one of these other guys.
And maybe they are a high-end guy.
And they emerge and become that. Like T. Higgins, I don't think out of college was expected to be this high-end guy. Him and Jamar Chase together, all of a sudden now he's talked about in that way. I think Ayuk maybe in a lesser sense because, you know, Samuel was there already and then he kind of came in and put up these big numbers. And listen, I mean, Ayuk was a good prospect coming out of Arizona State, but I don't think people expected him to be what he is now. I think
okay,
he developed into that.
You sold me on the Andy Hart plan. You didn't know you were selling me on the Andy Hart plan, but if you...
I like the Andy Hart plan.
If you get the number one receiver, we're going to look at... Let's just use a name, Jalen Polk, differently. Mm-hmm. Jalen Polk will become your T. Higgins, where everybody's like, I'm not sure he's a true number one, but he looks really good when he plays with
this guy,
T. Higgins, or whoever the real number one is. Because isn't that what we said about Ayuk? I don't know if Ayuk's a true number one.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Because he plays with Debo and Kittle and McCaffrey and the rest of that really good
offense.
Absolutely,
doesn't it? You can't pay that much attention to him because someone else is going to be open and they're all playmakers. You're right about that. I mean, that's what a good offense, a very good offense looks like.
Wasn't
enough to beat the Chiefs, but that's what it looks like.
Would Devontae Adams be in, is he on the wrong side of the ledger for Drake May's timeline? Would you be in consideration for him?
I'd bring him here in a cocaine heartbeat.
Next spring?
Yes, definitely.
And he wants a new contract?
Sure.
Really?
Definitely. I love Devontae Adams. I think he's tremendous.
I just wonder if he's a little older than I'd prefer for the timeline of the Andy Hart plan.
He is, but that's veteran. You know, he's a veteran leader. He's a guy who I think will be able to go out there and be productive. Yes.
Because all I saw was this place sucks. Get me the F out of here before it effing kills me.
It's because he hated the coach. But everybody on that team hated the coach. Right?
So he's going to go to the place that bred that coach.
I mean, well, maybe. It could be onto something there. It does seem like Gerard Mayo, for all of his faults... The players seem to like him maybe a little bit more than the Raiders like Josh McDaniels. I think that's fair to say. Like that's
Judon,
you know,
like him?
Judon maybe not, but I don't think Judon necessarily blamed him for everything that went down. I think he went over and lit him up and everything. But everybody else got paid, right? Like everybody else has been paid. Everybody else, I think, feels sort of good about their lot in life right now. And they look at Gerard Mayo. He's a player's coach. He doesn't make him get up early. He's not in their face, you know, screaming at him all the time. He's a lighter, sort of kinder, gentler head coach than maybe some of them are used to, those who were here in the Belichick era. And I think that on some level does matter in a way when it comes to these free agents and potential trade targets.
I'm glad you brought that up, Gerard Mayo's style, because we had the caller earlier that, like, he's a good coach, he'll be fine. And we were like, we don't know if he's a good coach. He hasn't done anything. Doesn't he seem like he has a little bit more of a willingness to call guys out publicly?
Mayo?
Yeah.
More than Bill did?
Oh, certainly more than Bill did, but I mean even more than maybe the average coach. Like, he called out Jacoby Brissett for how poorly thrown that interception was and how bad that was. He kind of called the guys out pretty good for the penalties and the lining up, which... I mean, I guess you kind of have to there. They're probably not avoiding that. But I just wonder.
Like more than the average coach in the NFL?
Yeah, a little more Bruce Cassidy to him than we're used to.
Maybe.
Certainly than we're used to in these parts because Bill virtually never did it.
No, it was rare to hear that. I'm sure he tore him a new one in the behind closed doors, but not out in public.
I think Gerard Mayo might be a guy that is going to acknowledge individual errors and mistakes and problems more than we're used to. And it could be entertaining from our perspective.
Yeah, it certainly
I don't know if
could.
Players are like it. I don't know if that's a player's coach kind of thing, but he bristles at that. He doesn't want to be a player's coach. He wants to be a good coach.
Yep, and we'll see if he actually is one or not. And I also think that, you know, there's going to be some tough games. There's going to be some tough weeks, and there's going to be some tough press conferences. If he does that, it's going to look like he's just putting everything on his players and not taking any accountability for it, and I think that's something he'll get beat up for. So.
I think he'll also need to be careful that if the team is constructed the way most people believe, he could be pointing the finger at offensive players a lot and not defensive players.
People I can see
like,
that.
Oh, he's protecting his defensive 100%. Guys. Well, part of it might be his defensive guys might be playing better because they're better. They're better players.
Pretty
right?
obvious what's going to happen.
But isn't it going to look like the defensive coach is kind of hard on the offensive guys that are making mistakes?
Yeah.
Even though it might be warranted, but I just think all of these things are
tough
issues.
Being a coach, you know, you got to rip everyone equally.
Both jobs kind of suck, coach and quarterback. There's no, unless you succeed at the level that Belichick and Brady did, which is a level that was never seen before and will never be seen again.
Except if you look in Kansas City, where Reed and Mahomes are doing a pretty good job.
Kind of happening right now.
Like every little thing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Thing you do is a screw up. Almost everything. Like, you go back to Brady. We hope you're all lubed up in time for the game. And then you go, I meant water and I regret saying that. Like, you got to apologize for everything. It's so serious.
Yeah.
Why so serious?
I don't know.
Joker says.
Good question. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. But I wanted to read from this ESPN list. Ben Solak, not related to Zolak. It's with an S, but it's S-O-L-A-K. Not familiar with his work, but
S-O-L.
Right. He wrote a list here of NFL X factors for the 2024 season, key players for all 32 teams. Now, I was looking at the other teams in the AFC East just to give you an idea what this list is like.
Okay.
For the Buffalo Bills, they say that Dalton Kincaid's going to be a big X factor because they lost all their good receivers. Davis and Diggs both left. This is going to be the big target here for Josh Allen, and you know he'll be an X factor.
Yeah, I would have gone Shakir.
Shakir, I mean, that could have been one too, I think. For the Dolphins, it's going to be every defensive tackle, Benito Jones, Zach Seiler, Jonathan Harris, Deshaun Hand, etc. Since Christian Wilkins left and went to the Raiders, these guys are all going to have to step up and try and fill in what he did. For the Jets, Hassan Reddick, which, interesting, considering the situation there with him. And then for the Patriots, I thought, okay, well, it must be one of these playmakers, maybe one of the rookie wide receivers, maybe, you know, one of the guys on the defensive side. Who's going to be an X factor? Who's really someone that could surprise people? And
could be a pass rusher post-Judon.
Sure, something like
Keon
that.
Keon White.
According to ESPN and not Scott Zolak, the Patriots X factor this year is going to be Vedarian Lowe.
I don't hate the call. Do you?
I kind of hate that. Yeah.
Well, let's just pretend.
I mean, there's nobody else.
Remember Wayne's World?
Think of could probably be there.
Pretend. Vedarian Lowe has a Pro Bowl season. Doesn't that change everything?
Well, sure.
So he's an X factor.
Well, yeah.
See, prove my point. Well done, Solak.
If a
Solak and Hart getting it done.
If a meteor hits the planet and then we all die, then I guess it doesn't matter. Am I being ridiculous? I feel like it's about equally likely as Vedarian Lowe being a Pro Bowler.
He's an NFL player who's going to start.
Is he? Is he really? Is he going to start? Are we sure about that?
So he has, I'm not sure. You're right. Touche. But he has a 1 in 32 chance of being a Pro Bowl left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a 1 in 32 chance that we're going to get hit by a meteor.
I don't know about that. I don't know what the meteor cycle's like
right now. When was the last time we got hit by a meteor?
Didn't they kill
dinosaurs?
That movie with Armageddon. You ever seen that one?
No, they drilled the hole and broke
Armageddon,
it, didn't
they? True, but then I think pieces of it ended up hitting the...
You're being very disrespectful to Vidarian Lowe. If he's a starting left tackle, he's got
a 1 in
32
chance. Oh, sorry,
am I being
disrespectful to Vidarian Lowe, really? I'm not giving him
on
enough
the radio.
Respect. And listen,
give a guy a microphone. He thinks he's a tough guy. I'd like
Vidarian Lowe to be good, sure, but does he giving you any reason to think he's going to be?
No, that's why he's an X factor.
Fine, X factors. Hassan Reddick has been good in the past. Dalton Kincaid was a decent tight end. Like, these are guys that you look at and say, okay, they could take a leap here and be good in the future.
You didn't hear Vidarian Lowe? If they said if he learns to extend his arms, he's going to be good or something.
I feel like that's something a tackle should already know how to do
by the NFL level. By the time he's a starter, I agree.
Here is what Nat Zolak said. He said it seems like everyone has watched the Patriots' offensive line this preseason through the gaps in their fingers. New England is strength in the interior, and Chukwuma Okorafor is passable at right tackle. But on the blind side of Brissett, the Week One starter, and Drake May, the future of the franchise is Vidarian Lowe, a 6th round selection of the Vikings in 2022. Patriots acquired him for the same pick last August. He started 8 games last season, struggled mightily, but the Patriots did not make any moves in free agency and only drafted a 3rd round right tackle in Caden Wallace to compete at the position. Starting left tackle job belongs to Lowe. Lowe must take a big step forward if he's going to hold on to the job. If he's struggling, the Patriots will put Wallace out there in his stead and let the young player begin to develop. And if Lowe is struggling, it'll be hard to insert May into the lineup and get the rookie quarterback the valuable reps he needs, as the coaching staff will fear an injury off the blind side. If Lowe can hold his water, the path forward for New England is immediately accelerated.
Hmm.
That doesn't bum you out?
Oh, yeah.
That bums me out.
Well, depends which mode I'm in. Am I in Andy Hart's plan mode? Because Andy Hart's plan involves losing a lot of games and getting the replacement for Vidarian Lowe in the top five picks of next year's draft. No, what I would have done there is the wild card, X factor,
mm-hmm.
is the left tackle.
Right.
The left tackle is the fatal flaw of this football
Whoever
team.
It is.
Now,
right.
I kind of disagree. What did he say about Chukwuma Okorafor?
He said that he's a passable right tackle, which I'm not sure about.
You know
that,
who's passing him? The pass rushers. They run right by him to get to the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Is he passable? He lost his job in Pittsburgh.
Yep, to a rookie.
I'm not sure he's passable for right tackle. But the left tackle spot, if you just get competent left tackle play, and I don't mean Matt Light competent. I mean, just be, the 27th
Trent Brown
tackle.
Competent.
But bad Trent Brown.
Bad Trent
Not
Brown.
Not good Trent Brown.
Sure, fine.
Because good
bad
Trent Brown's
Brown.
A Pro Bowler.
Right.
If Trent Brown
late for a meeting because he was stuck on the giant toilet.
Yes.
That Trent Brown.
Doing
yes.
disgusting things. Things we don't speak of anymore.
Dropping bombs.
If you get just competitive left tackle play from anybody, I'm not going to say it's Vidarian Lowe. It could end up being Wallace. It could be, move Mike Onwenu over there if you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's Chukwuma Okorafor. Pick a guy, roll, spin the dial, Calvin Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody else I've missed that could be in the mix? Caden Wallace, Calvin Anderson, Vidarian Lowe, Mike Onwenu, Chukwuma Okorafor. I feel like that's pretty much all
I think
we
that's
got.
About it. Maybe
Cole Strange when he gets healthy.
Oh, the new guy they just got, DeMontre Jacobs?
Oh, yeah, there's some
the
guy.
The guy they just signed off the scrappy from the Broncos. Yeah.
Isn't there a Zach Taylor? Is he a lineman
Zach
or not?
Thomas.
Zach Thomas.
Zach Thomas.
I mean.
Yeah, he's a guard.
Yeah. Maybe he can bump outside. He's got versatility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Left tackle spot is the X factor for the Patriots. That will decide whether they win 0 games or 6.
All right. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's go to Steve in Fall River. Hi, Steve.
How are you guys?
Good, Steve. How are you?
You had Tom Curran on yesterday, and he made a point about the taking of the third pick,
mm-hmm.
and how he would have preferred. And I know some of you guys, I've said it. Some of you have said it. They needed volume. They needed to parlay that pick into something else. Okay.
Sure.
So they didn't. They took Drake May, and they have a plan. Apparently, we don't like the plan. But the problem is, if they're going off of the template of what happened with Mac Jones, then they've got a problem because they didn't break him. The team around him was broke, and he couldn't work. You talked about Tua down there in Miami. Isn't he a teammate of – wasn't he a college teammate of Mac Jones?
He was, and
wasn't
Jalen Hurts.
Wasn't teammate of – wasn't – okay. You flip those guys one position and put Tua up here in New England and put Mac Jones down there in Miami. Guess what? They're going to the playoffs. Mac Jones winning the playoffs.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Steve.
And this guy won't make the season.
Same with Jalen Hurts. I agree with you 100%. You put Mac Jones down there in Philly with those wide receivers. I agree with you 100%.
Okay, so the problem is the Patriots looked at their problem, mm-hmm. and they misdiagnosed it. They had an organizational problem. They didn't do Mac Jones wrong. The organization was wrong. The whole setup is wrong. You don't take care of your offensive line. You need you needed draft picks.
Okay, but Steve, thanks for the call. We're up against the break here. Let me just say, they did do Mac Jones wrong. It's the definition of doing Mac Jones wrong. The organization did him wrong. It's what we've been saying all along here.
They also addressed the problem. They fired the organization. His name was Bill Belichick.
Yeah, it's true.
He was the organization.
Mm-hmm.
He was the head coach, the GM. They now have replaced him in every role that he filled.
Yep.
Isn't that action?
And replaced him with guys who have never done the job before.
Well, forget it. Addressed it.
Yes.
Just because you don't like the way they addressed it, they addressed the problem.
Absolutely.
And they also, we can all agree, they were past the point of recovery for Mac Jones. The damage was done, my friend.
Yes.
Right?
Although it seems like he's rehabbing himself in Jacksonville pretty well.
Yeah, but he couldn't do that here.
Definitely not.
And well, first of all,
I agree. If Tua was here and he got treated the same way in that second year with Patricia and everything, Tua would be back up somewhere right now, too. And same probably with Jalen Hurts. Well, I agree with that 100%.
The real example, I think, is... all the rumors were Mac Jones was going 3 to the 49ers.
Right.
If he went 3 to the 49ers, I think his life looks very different right now.
100% it does. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. When we come back, we are debuting a brand new segment. Andy, you want to tell the people what's coming up?
What's coming up?
The sniff test.
Oh, the sniff test, where we are going to get our schnozzes. Well, Christian and I will, because Jackson's doesn't work.
That's true. It's Jackson, you can't smell anything.
No, it's broken.
It's a good thing you're not a dog.
What's the last?
Your life would be over.
What's the last thing you remember smelling?
I've never been able to smell it.
Ever in your life?
No.
You've never been able to smell
You've
a single
thing?
You've
never smelled a smell in your life?
So there's two things I can sense.
Uh-huh.
Mint. And, well, three things. Marijuana.
Yeah.
And, like, really strong ammonia.
Ammonia. Mint and marijuana.
What about like if somebody pooped on your upper lip?
It would not make a difference to me.
You can't smell poo?
No, I cannot smell
poo. Like really bad?
No.
That's a good thing.
Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, you know.
What about a skunk?
No.
You've never smelled a skunk?
You have no idea how bad your farts even are.
No, I do not. But, I mean,
silent but deadly.
Wow.
He's like, silent? I don't know.
He has no idea. He could be dropping bombs back there.
Well, no. And I.
Or your B.O.?
Well, I mean, I shower every day.
No, but you wouldn't know.
Yeah, I
shower, too, but every once in a while, you're like, oh, I sweated at Patriots practice, and then I come in here, I'm like, oh, I got a little funk going on.
I heavily rely on my fiance in the morning if I'm, like, feeling sweaty or something before I go to work.
I just thought of something else, but I won't say it.
All right, well,
leave it alone.
All of us except for Jackson will have the sniff test for you coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks... what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.